Hey, what the heck's in this box?
Oh, it's just a little surprise for you. Eat a dick!
Oh my god, it looks exactly like my boyfriend's!
It does! Down to the color and everything. Listen, you guys, you can send anonymous dicks to people using dickatyourdoor.com.
Very realistic.
It's veiny, it's thick. That's a solid chocolate. It's vegan.
It's vegan! I didn't know that. Also, yeah. The ball
can't
is
milk
very
that.
Realistic. They're very veiny and they look like they've been dried out.
You got the sack wrinkles.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
good wrinkly sack.
Looks like two dates.
Yeah. Oh, that's. It should be a chocolate covered date.
We should.
Little chocolate covered date. Dickatyourdoor.com. Use 25% off. Use 25% off. Get 25% off using the code SLOBS. It's great. Just in time for
25% off if you. You can do whatever you want with this. You don't have to just eat.
Put 100% in. You might get an infection.
You actually probably don't put it in, but.
But you can send it to someone you love, someone you hate. It's 100% anonymous unless you want to include a note. And they got other fun. They have other fun stuff on the website. Dickatyourdoor.com.
Dickatyourdoor.com. You can get a butthole. You can get poop. You can get.
There's poop.
Dick. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff you can get.
Yeah, it's not real poop. It's chocolate poop.
We got Valentine's Day coming up. We got St. Patrick's Day coming up. We got next Christmas coming up. Get it early. Freeze it.
Send it to grandma. Yeah, these things sell like hotcakes. Big hot cocks, really,
hot cocks.
If you will. Dickatyourdoor.com. Use the code SLOBS for 25% off.
Eat a dick.
Eat a dick. I'm Jessica Michelle Singleton.
And I'm Steph Tolev.
We're slobs. Oh, man, we're so gross.
We really are disgusting people.
This should be not allowed. Welcome to Slobs. Listen, hey. Steph's running late. We're slobs. We've got two of our most hilarious friends here, partly because we're running late. We mushed them together in one episode.
Well, it was insulting, to say the least.
Oh, yeah.
We were just, were we not confident Steve could carry a show? We're like, what if he comes in
a
blackout?
That's the vibe I got.
We better.
What a better show. Like, don't let
perfect
Steve
for
black
this.
Out in front of the trailer.
Keep some class.
Yeah. It's chaotic.
You're like, goddamn.
It would be great if you came in and like fell into the plant.
Yeah. I'm surprised there's not like a small waiting pool like for the dogs.
Oh, this is a fairly new set. We're going to add some things.
Just not in the budget. You guys,
yeah,
$45.
No. Join our Patreon, patreon.com/slobs, so we can afford a pool that will destroy all the equipment in the podcast studio with one kick.
I've always said podcasts need to be more moist.
I think so, too. There's not
damp
enough.
Them up.
None of them are wet enough. You know,
damp them up.
Yeah. Get these puppies soaking.
We're doing well here. Something just fell off.
I came off the ceiling, too. That's a scary
part. Yeah, no. I think, this was inside of me. It just flew out.
That's a Nuva ring, isn't it?
That's exactly what they look like. It's a little tiny Diva cup.
Yeah.
Is it that size? Is that about how big it is, round?
Yeah, it's like that, and they're solid, and it just, when you come, it just catches the cum.
No way.
It's like a
defense.
It really
is
a cap? No, I'm lying.
Oh.
No, but the Diva cup is.
I don't
understand. Talking about a dental dam?
No, these are all different things. Dental dam, you eat pussy. Dental dam is to eat pussy that you think's too gross to taste. And
have
then,
you ever done
pretty,
that?
Pretty gnarly.
No,
I've never even seen one. Have you ever seen one?
Yeah, it looks like a fruit by the foot thing. Not the no.
I thought it just
roll-up.
Looked like a
looks like a fruit roll up.
A square latex. Like
looks
is
like
it
a fruit
just
the one?
Is it sticky?
No, but it is fruit flavored.
So you?
I think you ate a fruit roll up, dude.
Yeah, I think I just ate a pussy with fruit roll-ups.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Do that.
That woman has a violent infection.
It is, but I tell you, it smells pretty good. In the beginning, took a dark turn for her.
You're taking those little little pieces out, the little shapes.
What you do is you put a...
just lay it on her pussy, you're like pulling the little like dinosaur off.
Then she comes gushers. That's the coolest thing. That's
oh, yeah. That's exactly how gushers are made. Yeah. Beautiful, man.
I also am a gusher.
Hello. I'm in front of the trailer.
No, hey, this is my palace. You guys been with squirters before?
Yep.
Let's look at them. I want a man's thought on squirting because we've had a couple episodes where we've gone deep into the trenches of squirting and can everyone do it? Is it a problem? Is it a gift?
You can go first.
Who's that, me?
Yeah.
Sorry, my pubes are on the mic. Sorry about that.
That's okay, man. That's what I figured it was.
We get a little loose here.
I never have been with a squirter before, you know? One girl was actually this was like 8 years ago, and she was like, Mrs. Crawl, I was like talking to her a little bit, and she goes, "You want me to squirt?" And I was like, "Yeah." And then she goes, "Nah, you probably couldn't make that happen." And I went, "Okay, so are we done here? Is that it? Is that it for us?"
I like it because
do you?
It to me, it's like a little fireworks afterwards. You know, it's when you're completed.
But
it's
like a lot
of
cleanup.
You say congratulations in a text, and it goes like. It's fun.
I was
like
thinking
it.
Like when Mario at the like the old school Mario when you jump and you grab the pole and it's like
yeah, bring it down.
It's just like sort of that like yeah, fireworks is a better
first
analogy.
Girl I ever got with was a squirter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the so second
it started,
girl
started
I was
you
like,
off on it. Then.
What's going on?
You were like you kind
of like
her.
It.
Yeah, I was born in the squirt. I'm like Bane of vaginal discharge.
I was born in the squirt. In the squirt. So wait, can anybody do it?
I believe that it's possible to make any woman squirt. We had a bit of a debate with between the Steph and I and our former co-host Laura Bites because she had never squirted. Mm-hmm. So she just thought like it is for some people and it is for not, or it's not for others. But I don't know. I feel like it can't be that magical of a thing. I think it's just finding someone who hits the right spot.
But is it like, is it also like your mindset? Do you need to go into it and be like, I'm going to do this? Like, do you, are you like focusing on?
I don't think so, because I rarely am like, I wish I could go, time to squirt. Yeah. Like, it sort of just is a...
3 p.m., time to squirt.
Well, yeah, I think when like the people go, is it squirt or piss? The person that's timing their squirt, that's piss.
Oh, yeah.
That's piss for sure.
Yeah. I thought it was like 80% piss all the time.
No, it well.
What
is
an 80% piss?
That's a good point, dude. I forgot about that.
As you pull up
that
your
on a t-shirt.
Beer that you're drinking.
What isn't piss?
That's our new merch.
Slob's podcast. What isn't piss?
That's the episode title. We got it. We're in.
What
you're
isn't
in.
Piss?
Hello.
You're in. Hey-o. Hey-o.
There was
good.
Actually like I Googled it, and there are several different like articles debating. Scientists still are not sure how much of squirt is urine. Like there's, it's one of those things where. You know, they constantly go back and forth with what's healthy. They're like, you should eat low fat. No, fat's good for you. Yeah, eggs.
It's eggs. Squirt's eggs. And if that doesn't make sense to you, you weren't listening.
Yeah,
it's all dairy.
Sometimes it's bad for your heart.
Sometimes it's bad for your heart. Sometimes you should have it every morning. So you can have too much.
Yeah.
And it also will give you diarrhea.
But if you have like 12 dozen squirts.
Don't eat squirt. Don't drink too much squirt. You'll get diarrhea. Everyone knows that.
Hey,
you know, it's made of dairy.
Yeah.
Is that what's in squirt?
Diarrhea?
Are we talking about the soda?
Are we doing piss and diarrhea in squirt?
Drink squirt?
No.
In the drink squirt, is it just women's squirt, you're saying?
Yeah.
Is it ejaculate?
Yeah.
That'd just be a fun factory tour.
I was going to say, picture that factory, bro. Picture the tour. Over here, we have our...
Right off the line. It's hotter in the beginning. I didn't think it'd be 98.6. Oh, man.
That is, it's body temperature. That's what happens when the woman using the fruit roll-up as a dental dam squirts.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like that flavor blast.
Yeah. Yeah, like that Movi. You remember the Movi?
No,
you used to
what
take
is...
a piece of. You would be like, "Hey, you look at that water." Then someone would squirt in like concentrated something, and you'd be like, "No."
Oh yeah. I remember that stuff, like Propel and all that.
Yeah,
right?
Didn't catch on.
You mean Crystal Light?
Crystal
Light.
Oh no,
it was the liquid one.
It was the liquid one, yeah.
Yeah,
but Crystal Light had the liquid too. They all went liquid at the end, dude. Everyone's going squirty around here.
Yeah, but everyone's like, "Well, why am I gonna do? Wouldn't I gotta buy a bunch of water? I'll just buy the soda."
Yeah,
just who? That's. That was like to make you feel healthy about having like
yeah
and like that what was that thing called that you would put the cap in like you would like make your own soda stream like
yeah
that the soda stream
I have one of
I
those.
Have one never
you?
Opened it
I have one at home never used it either.
Never used it
and I see a point in it
no well it's
how are you doing with this
I did it because I felt like I have a seltzer water habit that would upset environmentalists
okay yeah
that's good okay.
That's what I was told too
yeah but now I live in a castle made of the cans so I've I reused them. It's fine. Who needs a home? You can live in a pamplemousse.
Just looks like
yeah.
you do whippets.
Yeah.
There's just like CO2 cans everywhere in your house.
Yeah, just, yeah, so I tried, but you have to make your own flavors and it's.
Yeah, I've also never had soda and was like, I wish this was homemade. Like,
yeah.
Like give me the iodines and the deoxide.
Ugh, like those
this
old
stuff
people
is so factory created.
Who used to be like, we used to go to the pharmacy and they had a real soda fountain. And it's like, yeah.
I did that.
Wait, was that,
they have that
a water fountain with soda comes out of it?
A soda that's fountain was, I've did
that's
that
what
too.
I thought.
I worked at one.
Is it different?
What is that? What are you saying?
Like to make soda back in the day, you would squirt like the stuff in there. Then you put the fizzy water. Then you spin it up. I worked at an ice cream shop for a while.
You did and you made your own soda?
Yeah, I got fired because what I used to do is my job was to clean the ice cream buckets.
Uh-oh.
But the thing I would do is I would leave like a good 2 inches at the bottom.
Yeah.
And then bring it in the freezer and then eat it like a monkey with my hand.
Why were you like a monkey?
Because I didn't want to go in there
were you
with.
You just like have your pants off and you're squatted down?
Yeah, well, I was throwing feces.
Sitting and eating.
I was mainly because I was throwing feces.
Yeah.
I was just eating it like this, and then I got caught, and they said, have you been doing this? Well, it was a long list of reasons why I got fired.
Wait, that's the way they go. How often do you do this? And you're like, nah,
11? 11-y? 11 times.
I got fired from Disneyland one time.
What were you doing? Yeah. What was your job there, first of all?
I was at the college internship. I drove out from Ohio and I worked in the chicken. Oh yeah, there we go.
Oh, the dogs are barking.
Hey-o, something's happening.
I think mailman's Steph's on here. Her way. The mailman's
what
here.
What if Mickey Mouse
here
just walked in?
Hey,
oh, there she is.
Oh, here she is.
Hey,
she did it, you guys. Steph is here. We've been talking about squirting in soda fountains and whether or not
you're just in time
in the soda squirt. I feel like you have a story already. This is fucking.
You look cool, dude.
I think I look,
you look cool.
You
as hell.
You fit the set way better than I do. I'm in a Michael Lehrer t-shirt. R.I.P. Remember Michael?
Who is it?
Dark.
The dog's breath. Who's Michael?
He's
so much breath right now.
He's a comic from Austin who had ALS.
Oh.
And he just.
I do remember him. Yeah, yeah.
He just had himself put down.
Did he kill himself?
That's it. No, he like went to, he moved to Oregon to do like the
really
suicide. Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
Which I think should be like advocated for more. Yeah.
Some places do. A lot of places don't allow it still, but I guess Oregon's one.
Oregon's one. But you have to like go through a whole rigmarole, I guess, of like proving.
But they just looked at him
in your right mind and everything.
They're like, all right. And then they just
looks pretty rough.
Throw you off a bridge. Bridgetown.
Bridgetown.
I think you should be allowed to do that
if you want
to
die.
I think so too. I actually want to advocate for it like a lot more because it's like, also fuck you. Why can't people die? Let people die.
Do you know the weird. What's it called? Lou Gehrig's disease. Is that what it is? Where
that is ALS.
Yeah, ALS.
That's what he had.
Oh, you should buy Tata. Your fucking your life's ruined.
Yeah, it sucks.
What else smells? I don't like it. I just
you guys see that late that old lady who shot her husband in the hospital
smelled.
The other day?
It smelled her.
To put him out
it
of his misery.
It's
kind
of like someone
shot
who also
him?
Has like a
shot
fragrant
him.
Perfume on.
Because
like, you know it's like the stinks. Oh, two different podcasts.
We're having two different.
We have two different podcasts.
That'd be, that's a great idea for a
podcast.
You just tap into who you want.
One of each ear.
It's a very interesting concept if you could do it technologically. Like, well, what conversation do I want to? It's just called eavesdropping.
You know what's weird though? Can I just, this is from so long ago when I first moved to California and I'd set a camera up. We used to like do like group dinners and I set a camera up in the corner and we would all talk. Then we would smoke and watch it later. And your brain, if you're like focusing on one person, you hear their conversation. Then you can like focus in on somebody else and you hear that. Like it's like whatever your brain is like tuned into.
Yeah.
You're picking that conversation up. I would just call it conversations, and it wasn't a real TV show or anything. It was just me doing it with my phone.
Just me getting high and watching.
Yeah.
Don't pee at his house.
Getting high. Hang out at your house. Never told a soul. This is how all those people find out. Like, wait, you were recording all.
Yeah, there's a lot of red light. There's one red light in the bathroom that's been really keeping me up.
There's red light in the toilet.
So,
what is that?
Also, wasn't that just the person who's most interesting that you're paying attention to?
Yeah,
you could go from person to person if you were rewatching.
It was just crazy to me. Yeah, if you really pay attention, like you guys are having a conversation. They could like listen to you and like they.
How annoying would that be though, just for a podcast?
That'd be horrible. Not, probably
five people
everyone would
yelling at
their
each other.
Ears off.
Yeah, probably pretty rough. Yeah.
The set looks good. Did you already discuss the
trailers
set?
Are rocking. Yeah, this is a new set. Well, we're gonna
introduce the whole thing.
We're gonna introduce the whole set on a different recording so that you're here for the beginning. But like,
okay, that makes sense.
But yeah, this is the new set. And look at that igloo cooler.
Orange slices
hot.
And Capri Suns.
No, I well I
nothing.
Have,
there's
I,
ice.
I was I'm putting a kombucha.
It's a single bagel. I don't know why you put it on ice, but
yeah,
one
and
half
it has
of
a bite
bagel.
Taken out.
I
of
like
it.
My bagels cold, ice cold.
Nobody talks
very
about
very odd,
joy,
but okay.
A cold bagel. That's there's just everything that's seasoning everywhere.
Look, I've had a fucking day. Do you understand? United Airlines, if you're listening, fuck you. Who do you fly? Who do you fly?
Whatever's cheapest.
I go
every time.
That's right.
I have no allegiance.
I try to do American if I can.
I usually go United if I can, but I'll go Spirit once in a while, even sometimes. If
ew.
I,
like, you
they
need
they have,
to work on your self worth.
I know, but
this
they have
is in better quality than Spirit.
They have an overnight red
and
eye.
And something fell from the ceiling earlier.
Yeah, spirits.
They have
scary.
An overnight red eye wear to your
to
home.
Ohio.
Oh.
So I do that once in a while. Whenever I go home, I'll do it.
That's hard.
Yeah.
It's like a 5.5 hour flight, too.
You got to go in and get a little
drunk.
And
they wake you up just to go, hey, just want to let you know. Still not there.
Still not there.
Spirit
hey,
Airlines.
Did you want a soda? It's $11 if you want a Coke. Okay, just go back to sleep. Go back to
spits
sleep.
In your face.
I thought you got a photo. I don't have the mic.
You want a photo with the pilot? You want to fly this plane? He'd probably better equipped.
I remember this is the worst flight you've ever taken. Hey, get a photo. Oh, speaking of pilots. Okay,
do you want to land? $10.
I had the best landing I've ever had in my life. The guy was so good, and I'm like, I'm gonna say something to the pilot. I never talked to the pilot. I'm like, I'm gonna say something. So I go up, and the motherfucking pilot knew his landing was good.
He was waiting.
He came out of the cockpit
after a show.
Literally, it reminded me of these fucking losers that would hang out by the bathrooms after comedy shows and be like, "Oh, wasn't it funny?" This pilot's leaning, smug, shit-eating grin on his fucking face, and I was like, "Good landing." He goes,
"So you got some
that."
They go, huh. He just gave the.
Yeah, he gave the. I know. Fuck
that's
you,
what
pilot.
I
yeah, dude. He goes, "What, you want an autograph or something, bitch?"
Like I'm like, selling what? T-shirts.
Huh?
Yeah, yeah. The pilot t-shirt.
Yeah, he has merch. Yeah,
yeah. I don't know where the clit is, but I can land.
I can land this plane.
Do they have merch? That'd be funny. I would have bought his merch.
Best pilot landing. Merch. Hey, if anybody wants to buy one of my "We Did It" shirts, I'll be in the what are the fucking the jetway afterwards. $25, $5 off if you follow me on Instagram at Pilot Bob.
If you follow.
Yep.
If my pilot asked me to follow on Instagram, I'd call the police. Can you imagine your pilot on the way out being like, "By the way, my Instagram's at Pilot Jerry, 65.
Like, trying to get.
He's got his headshot just there with his Instagram and a QR code.
I can't crash.
This yeah,
is so
I'll
loud.
Never
I'm
crash.
Sorry.
We're doing great. We're doing fine here.
This is great.
I have no idea how long we've been doing this, but
my dog just licked my straw, and now I'm drinking it. Okay, can I tell you my slob? My fucking United?
Okay, tell us your story. Here's a hot, coming in hot slob story.
I'm always coming hot because I'm annoyed. I take a 6 a.m. flight. Stupid. We know this.
Yeah.
We know I'm a drunk. I'm in Sacramento for 1-8 breath. Breath is practice.
Woo!
You gagging at my dog's
breath.
That's
on the past and the future with that.
Should I queef so it smells better?
Moving things around like the fucking Minority Report.
I saw your eyes like a cartoon and was like, ooh, they like dried out.
They got big and
like a cartoon. Really dry.
Your glasses cracked.
It's like football. When someone gets a concussion, you just gotta wake up.
It's like those smelling salts?
Yeah, smelling salts.
Yeah. I should
Where
do that.
Where are we?
Okay. Next time someone passes out on the a football field.
Susan
I would just go
breathe on her.
Just one light breath.
Like, please,
oh, I'm good.
Get the medic in here.
Yeah.
She went upstairs. Well, Susan went upstairs.
She went upstairs.
She lives in the attic now.
Oh fuck, Susan. Oh, my dog just wrote me. This is what happened.
Funniest I mean. Name to yell.
Susan,
for a dog.
Get back on in our yard.
Yeah.
Susan, do not go into the sure neighbor's yard.
What the hell out here?
It's closed.
You know Dale's allergic to dogs.
Is the door closed?
No, she's roaming around the OR right now.
As long as the door to go outside is closed.
The back door was open, though, wasn't it?
She's not going to, like, leave. Well, now we have to go. Steph just got here. Now Susan is, of course. Susan had to steal focus. If there's one thing Susan's great at.
She said it wasn't enough yet. She needed more.
Listen, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, Susan hopefully is here. And Steph's going to tell her story. And I think we might have a slob story about a Nuva ring to call back things.
Ooh,
so
call back.
From a listener. So we'll be back.
I'm in the OR. In
what?
The OR on the stage.
In the OR?
No.
Moving around. I swear I couldn't find out where the main room came back.
There's a photographer
crushing,
having taken pictures of her.
Crushing in the OR right now.
You look at her Instagram and she's like,
told you, buddy.
Holy shit, that's bad.
Yeah, I fed her some poop.
Fly down.
While she stayed
it's
with
bad.
Me.
That
so.
Would be hilarious. She's on stage just walking around. There's other dogs there and she's like,
crushing.
Oh,
yeah, doing
crazy, man. Oh, you know, last week.
Doing full crowd.
She smashes a watermelon. You hack.
She is hack. She's definitely hack. So I get to United. I'm not done this right.
Oh, no, we know.
6 a.m. Okay, early flight. We know we're drinking. Why would I take this flight to begin with? It's stupid.
You're getting up at like 4.
What are you flying out of right
You're
now?
Not well, getting up. You're not going to bed.
Sacramento. And let me tell you this. United Airlines does not have a direct flight from Sacramento to Los Angeles. Can somebody make this make sense?
That's
does that
insane.
Make any sense at all? Aren't you from Sacramento? What's
yeah,
wrong
you gotta
with
go
people?
Southwest to Burbank.
Okay. There's nothing into L.A. at all from Sac?
LAX, yeah, with... Maybe United.
Actually,
but
no,
Southwest
I knew that.
Is a hub.
Yeah,
I
no one
from
was,
Burbank.
I
knew that. I would take the train up. We would do the train.
Oh, really?
That's just as expensive
train.
As a plane ticket.
Train was expensive.
Yeah, they're explaining.
And how long was that?
Train. It would take like 7 hours.
Is it an Amtrak?
Oh,
yeah. Amtrak.
I really want to do an Amtrak comedy tour and just be like, all right, the show's tomorrow because the train didn't go. Like,
or you just do it in the train while people are getting on.
No, there
like,
was
hey,
that'd a train.
Be so
no,
fun.
There was a train show and it was a nightmare and I hated it and I'm never doing it again.
You were on a train performing.
We were doing some fucking festival. It was the worst festival I've ever done
in
my entire life. No, it was like in fucking Trinidad, Colorado.
I was like,
it was
Trinidad
me, Ron Lynch, and a bunch of other comics stuck on this train with this woman named Kathy who kept coming into our room. She's like, what are you guys doing? I'm like, get your clit out of my face, Kathy. I'm disgusted by you and your
Susan's
breath.
Show.
And she was so gross. And then we were going to do a show on the train, and then everyone got too fucked up, and then it was a nightmare. And then, like, literally, Ron Lynch and I were like, picture Ron Lynch. You know Ron Lynch?
He's the old guy.
Old guy. Yeah. The old guy.
Ron.
He was supposed to be sharing a little bunk with Brent Gill. And Brent Gill, for those of you who don't know,
large
drunk man.
Yeah.
Hefty sized fella. Great guy.
Anyways, I have a layover.
Phoenix?
San Fran.
Washington, D.C.
So I'm supposed to go to Sacramento.
You went Sac to San Fran?
It doesn't make it.
Is that like 11 minutes?
It honestly is. The woman that comes on the thing, she's like, the flight is so short, we don't even offer water. And I'm like so fucking parched.
You just came on there so dried out. You're like, oh, fuck. I'm so hungover right now.
You're like, no, God, why?
It was that. And I was like, okay.
Drinking the toilet?
I was going to. And then, so that was delay, flight on the way there, layover. Then on the way home, get to the airport at 6. Here's the thing. I get bumped up in first class. I'm pumped up. Is it a 12-minute flight? Yeah, but I'm in first class. I'm jizzed up. Sit on the plane for half an hour.
No amenities?
No, no, no. Half an hour. And then they're like, oh, by the way.
Can I get a water? No.
Wait, it was a full half hour in the air?
No, on the ground. We hadn't left yet. Then it was.
You
then
guys
they
just
said,
drove there on the
we
just, plane.
We should have.
It's like two exits. You're like, we're just gonna drive. Actually, take the highway.
They said the weather was so bad in San Fran that we had to fucking get off 2 hour delay, and then the next flight that could have made the connecting to San Fran, I would have gotten to LA at 4 p.m.
Jesus Christ!
And I was like, I'm gonna punch him in the face.
So wait, you got off in Sacramento?
So I stayed in Sacramento, and then I went to back out the ticketing, bought a ticket from Delta.
You went on a different airline.
I went on a different airline. I went back through security. They're all like, wait a second, weren't you? I'm like, duh! I was full Karen. They were all like, okay. Like
Southwest.
I was crazy.
You just go Southwest.
They didn't have, Delta was going to flight out.
In the time
I think you were in that. I think there's two airports there. Like two little hubs. I think one's Southwest.
Oh, in the gate.
Damn.
Southwest, they run multiple a day to Burbank. And then Burbank's the best. You feel like sometimes like a terrorist. You're like, I'm allowed to be on the tarmac right now?
Yeah.
I just put on a vest, start. They just fly on planes. This is great. Is this part of the experience?
I would do that more if Southwest flew more places directly. I'll take, dude, that, I don't know about you guys, but going to like buy tickets for like a road gig and that debate of like, what is worth what? Like is the layover worth the getting to go to Burbank or like the money I save at LAX? It's like trying to find that perfect balance of, oh, if it's X more expensive. It is way better at Burbank, though.
It's also never worth the layover. It never is. It doesn't matter. What, $12? Big shit. What am I doing?
Well, neither you get in the lounge.
Well, then I got... But then here's the thing. There's no United Lounge in Sacramento.
Disgusting.
But thank God Craig Conan was there, and then he invites me in. He is fucking... I thought I swore. He's like, fuck these bitches and hoes. People are putting their AirPods. He's so
Craig
loud.
Craig pops off. Yeah.
And then he fucking sharted.
He's the best. He sharted?
And he sharted in the airport. And then he had to go.
On purpose?
Like, fuck this place.
He's like, enough.
I'm going to teach these people something. I'm going to shit my pants right now.
Got you guys.
He did. He sharted. And then had baby wipes in his bag. I guess he sharted so much. Yeah. He went and wiped his ass.
Yeah.
What's wrong with his ass?
It just happened.
You guys shart all the time?
Not me, no.
I did shart in Florida recently.
Really? Well, that checks out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that was probably like 6 months ago, yeah.
The heat, you know?
It was too hot. Yeah, I was at a club and I was just like, yeah.
No, like a nightclub?
Yeah, at a nightclub.
The beat drop.
Wait, were you on MDMA?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, dude, I was like freaked out. I was like, oh, fuck, this is so funny. I haven't told the story before. I was like, fuck, what am I going to do? And there's a line for the bathroom. And I was like, I got to get out of here. And we were down in like Isla Mirada, which is down in the Keys, which is like a really tiny little land.
Key Largo.
And I walk outside and I was like, I guess I got to go. I went behind the building. I went down to the mangroves, like on the water. And I took my pants off and just wiped my ass with my boxers. And I was like, I'm sorry to Mother Nature. And I just threw my boxers and put my pants back on.
A shark immediately
on
going. Good God.
Picture if somebody looked out and saw you high as hell, eyes bugging out, just like rubbing yourself.
Because you think you're really, so sneaky.
And you were probably really into that ass wipe too, because it probably felt real good. You're just like,
oh, yeah. Yeah,
like
dude.
Scrubbing that hole.
Yeah, that's my concern is I would just be like, oh, it's kind of warm, actually.
Yeah.
Like, I would just be like, I'm just going to let it happen and be walking around the dance floor, stinking it up, just like rubbing against people.
Oh, God.
How big was the shark? Was it
nothing big, yeah. Nothing really to write home
about. Was it a career ender?
Hey, yeah, Dad. Hey, I sharted.
Finally did it. My dad just sent me like a grant. A grant? My father has grants to give,
Finally.
Wow, you do come for money.
Like, here's the shark grant that we've been
saving up for.
Dude, last time I shit my pants was in New York. It was the first time I've ever been, and I was going real New York. Just a lot of shawarma. Pizza.
I was going real New York, just shitting my pants.
Just shitting my pants. And I remember when I did it. It was like 5 a.m. I was doing demon time.
We don't
and
sleep.
And I took an Uber home, and I shit my pants. So then I had to.
In the Uber?
In the Uber,
yeah. Oh, and I felt so bad for the guy. I didn't want to get a seat, so I did like the, you ever go knee boarding, where you sit on your legs? so it didn't seep through.
Dude, wait.
You were on your legs?
Were you at your knees tucked under you?
Under my knee, yeah. I was sitting like a perched little groundhog.
Right? That would make it come out more.
Well, no, it had already come out. Like, it was in there. So then
like diarrhea or turd?
Diarrhea.
Was no solid.
This
not
was
a
like
little.
I'd been eating like the street shawarma with the hot sauce nonstop, and like I was challenging
my
the
phone
guys.
just Wikipedia diarrhea. I don't know. It goes, here's what I found. I looked at my phone and it says, here's the definition of diarrhea. Super long.
Your phone is your publicist. Pat doesn't know what diarrhea is. Sorry. Go
but
on.
Then I go, you know what, dude, just let me out here. Luckily, there's trash piles everywhere in New York. Oh, took God. Off my under, threw them in there. But then, like, when I go on the road, I'm a one-pant guy.
Oh, no.
So then I had to, like, do, like, wash them by hand and then kind of put them outside their window.
Yeah, it's New York.
I look like an old Italian woman, like, from, like, Hell's Kitchen with my underwear flag.
Flag's just, like, shit blowing
him.
In the
yeah, wind. Yeah, I shit them. So all right, I'm leave them out here.
I don't New know how York. It works.
That's so funny.
Hey, I'm shitting here.
So when you shit, did you say, I'm sorry to the driver? Or
no, I didn't tell him. Okay. I just then went into gopher mode.
You think he knew? You think he was
up.
Like...
100%. You're in that yeah. small of a space for however long? He's probably like,
I don't know. It's not a shit. A short is like a very
It's a quick.
Mine's a viscousy kind of thing. You know, it's after I've been probably
viscousy.
Doing drugs before that. You know what I mean?
He's barfs right now.
Sharts with me come out either way. That's yeah. big. Steve Furry is very sharp.
Mouth sharts.
So yeah, that was a gnarly one. I haven't done it since then.
Dude, if I was driving an Uber, smelled poop, and then saw the grown man in the back like
on his ankles,
up on his knees, like I would be weird. This man's about to take a full on shit. This is a hate crime. He's gonna shit
terrifying.
In my.
I'm like,
in
sir,
my
if you could
seat.
Not look at me, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah,
big turn the music up and the
just
windows
like
down.
A gargoyle in the back, just like planted, ready to. Did you have to like roll out of the car when the door opened?
No,
did
but
you just fall off.
It was a scary area too. Wherever I was at, it was like somewhere in between Queens and Manhattan. But I just luckily there's so much underwear already on the ground.
Oh,
that's
yeah. it. Just blends
like,
in.
Filthy, yeah, there's like outfits on the ground.
When there's
yeah.
just like other people just taking their pants off doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah
the
like,
next day you see a homeless man wearing your shardy
oh, God.
Underpants.
When anyone talks about how LA is nasty, I'm like, New York's literal trash piles. Yeah. It's garbage and rats. It's disgusting.
It's crazy.
Mm. But it's weird how you like just kind of overlook it once you're there for even a few days. You're like, oh, I don't even notice the trash anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but...
No, you just get used to it, and that's...
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
That's what scares me, is that I'm like, am I a pile of trash I've gotten used to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like, yes. my car that's right deep. Now deep, has a stench, yeah. and Ugh. I forget sometimes, and I'm... Moki keeps throwing up in the car, and I... This is the situation. She threw up on the way here, I clean it, and I think that there's just some hidden crumbs somewhere that I'm not seeing that I can't reach. I need a good... Do you guys know any good auto detailer? You're gonna throw up on this.
No.
Look, somewhere there's a, like, just, I know there's a hidden wedge of barf that's rotting somewhere in
yeah,
the car.
Yeah, for sure. That's gross.
It's a lease.
It's a lease. They'll get it back. Yeah. Ma'am, did someone die in this car?
No. Actually, I was going to say something's wrong with it, so maybe you guys could knock something off the price. Oh, maybe that's a good idea. Can we cut that out? There's obviously someone out there. The dogs have abandoned
yeah,
us.
Yeah, the dogs are gone.
I sharted the other day. Yeah, I'm going to read. I think we'll close on a mailbag story. I just want you to know.
You sharted the other day?
Yeah. And I don't know. I think it was because of all the trauma of my face falling off from doing a chemical peel.
Yeah, that was horrific. Yeah.
That was really bad.
Did you? It was,
I didn't see that.
Oh, well, there's still a piece right here.
Oh,
there's
yeah. Here. Yeah, no, it's. I'm just supposed to lightly exfoliate it. Thank you for pointing it out.
Oh, I've been staring at the whole time.
Yeah. I've watched them fall like a light snow in the Savannah.
Oh, yeah. I think I was telling you I got in my car and turned on the AC and definitely, it was like the story you told about you getting your grandma's
granddad's dandruff that was stuck in the air vents and then he turns it on. We're like, psoriasis! Yeah.
After he passed
it blew
away.
Out your face?
Oh, yeah, it was bad.
I had an uncle like that. Whoa. You'd sit down and it would go like, it was in a Volvo. Volvo's the car of the psoriatic. You got a rash if you're driving an old Volvo.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that's telling because I used to really want a Volvo station wagon. All right. Anyways, I was leaving her a voice text and I said something and then I was like, oh, a fart. And I was going to fart really loud on the voice text and it was just a silent little. And I was like, oh, that was a juicy.
Oh, man.
Juicy.
So there was just a long silence at the end of whatever I sent her.
Then you said, I didn't shit my pants and you hung it up.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't just shart.
I shit so bad in the airport today. I heard him go, oof.
In the what?
Oh, in the toilet. But it was like, the stench was so vile. She was like, oof.
Sir, this is. So this is the woman's restroom?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I thought it was a man over there.
Oh, well, you should probably leave.
It.
But I don't want to.
My ass stinks. I'm a man. And I come out and they're like, oh, yeah, you are.
That's the worst. Have I told you the story about pooping in the Atlanta Improv? Okay, so at the Atlanta Improv, they didn't have, like, I don't even know if it's still open, but they don't have a bathroom in the green room. So you just go in the where the fans are. And it was, like, kind of between shows, but as people are coming in, And I go in the middle stall and it's just like, I can't hold it. But then I hear two ladies come in. It's Atlanta. It's like loud, fun black ladies just like having a ball. So I'm like, I can't do this to these ladies. So I'm just trying to, you know, I'm trying to clinch. And like, they're on either side of me, just still talking. And then just a little turd falls out and it's like blink, and the blink lady, just like, you know, when it's the little tiny splash, and I was like, no, it was like being in the worst horror movie of just like, I don't want them to not think I'm cool. Plus I had weird shoes on, they're gonna see them on stage. No, I was the pooper. But like the lady on the left,
that's a bitch with the blinky poop.
It's blinky shit.
Hey, blinky bitch, get out of here, let me show me your weird shoes.
This is the best part. The girl on the left, I hear through the stall, go, are you making a boo-boo? And the girl on the right goes, that ain't me.
Oh, God, you're just in between, just like.
And I was like, yeah, sorry, ladies. It's been a long night.
Oh, my God.
But I was like, oh, God.
Calling it a boo-boo is also very.
But can I say one more? I got one more shit story just to remind me of this.
Yes.
I was in high school, and I played lacrosse. You guys, no big deal.
Well, and, I do, so relax.
You guys probably could tell because my thighs.
Do you still have a lacrosse stick out here?
I do actually have a lacrosse stick out here.
I want to learn.
I have mine in my balls. We throw it on the beach one day.
Oh, let's do it. That'd be fun. Yes. Okay. Let's figure it out.
I played ice
hockey. We were playing this. I think I was a senior in high school. And before the game, I ran, like with an opposing team's field. And I ran into the bathroom really quick and had all my gear. And I was like, fine, I'll take a quick shit. And I was in there. And then somebody else came and sat next to me. And we're both like taking a shit. And then I get up and I walk over. I'm washing my hands. And then the person comes out of their stall. And I look in the mirror and it's just a woman. And I was like, was this woman in the guy's bathroom?
Oh,
went,
no.
I just shat in the girl's bathroom next to a lady. And I just ran away and went, sorry about that. And I just ran out. And I like had my number. I'm like, she knows who I am. Yeah, like, she's watching me in the field now.
Yeah. It was like, go Tigers!
Neither of us were pretty shitters. And we were like,
is it a home game or an away game?
Away game, yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
That's good.
I'll never see her.
You're on the offensive now.
Yeah, you're asserting your dominance. Yeah, that's... Wow. Yeah, that's kind of like a trauma bond because you both were like, mm-hmm. We saw what happened here. It's like witnessing a murder together. You just go like, we're not
actually kind of beautiful, to be honest. Yeah. You should shit with your partner.
Okay, I don't think that's...
I don't want that. Laps and stuff.
I'm good with farts, but I don't want the feces.
No, we don't need the feces.
I won't do either.
Zach sits in front of me all the time. He laughs. He's like, you better close your ears. And then... And I'm like, well, I didn't have time to close my ears. Yeah. And your asshole is always shitting.
Yeah.
Dude, people shits too much.
Wow. Yeah.
Always loud shits.
Yeah. It's healthy. It's a healthy thing. You should...
I should praise him for it. I should go kiss his little poopy bum.
Give a little sucky. I got a little chocolate malt.
I had to buy him a bidet for Christmas because he shits that much. He lives in the toilet.
It's a game changer.
Tushy?
It is. Yeah, I got Tushy with the one with the heat.
Nice. I got Nate a bidet for Christmas too. Was it a panic idea because I heard you were doing that? And I was like, that's a good gift. Yeah. Maybe. But he still hasn't installed it. So he's just out there.
Some men are scared.
Yeah, they like it too much.
I'm not going to be
gay. Tell you.
It
is pretty nice.
It is nice.
First time that thing hits your ass, where you're like,
yeah, I can stay here for a while. Might start reading, you know?
That's just really pick up the reading.
I finished
War and Peace. Okay, I'm going to do the slob story, then we'll get out of here. We can talk about it a little. This is an anonymous slob. I recently went to a wedding. Did we already do this one? With a few friends?
It sounds like we did.
The NuvaRing? Never mind.
No, I don't know.
I'm going to say it, and if we did... If you remember John,
I don't think we did.
Okay, and we're sorry if we did.
John says no.
We'll get men's opinions on it either way, so it's different. I recently went to a wedding with a few friends. One of said friends brought a guy back to our rental house after the wedding. The next day, she comes down from her room in a disheveled, hungover mess, and the guy leaves. She proceeds to tell us that this man, the stranger, pulled out her NuvaRing while going down on her and said, "Ooh, what's this?"
Wait.
Sounds like that. You ever seen that where the Mexican people eat a cake and there's a little baby in it?
Oh, that's a Southern thing. The baby has to eat tamales or make tamales. Oh,
yeah.
In the South, they do that with king cake during Mardi Gras. Yeah. And if you get the baby, you have to bring the next cake.
Yeah.
And that's why everyone in Mississippi is so fucking fat because they're like, got to bring the next cake tomorrow.
Ate a baby. Oh, swallowed a baby.
People do. They're like, I ate the baby.
It's tiny. It's like that big. It's really weird.
Wait, isn't the NuvaRing, shouldn't that be surgically in there?
It's supposed to sit pretty far back, and she apparently just yelled, "What are you doing down there? Put it back!" And so he did, and they continued to have sex. But he yanked it out.
He put it back into her.
Did he think he was gonna be like a Woody, like a ooh?
Yeah, like a Paddington Bear or the
for the
Teddy Ruxpin? I, what is this guy, Jack Skeleton? How long are his fucking fingers?
Yeah, I was like, well, like, how far?
Hello?
He's fisting. Yeah, what I thought he was eating him out. How long is his tongue?
Yeah.
Fucking down there.
That had to be like,
he had his whole face in there.
That had to be like,
oh, they said the men are just built different in Ireland. This was an Irish man.
Oh, it's an Irish one.
Oh, they thin
fingers. No, they have shorter pussies in Ireland.
Yeah, they do.
That's
the potato diet.
Yeah, it's just the potato puss.
It's very, they're rooted down there.
They're just very, it's a very little shot.
Okay.
You guys ever new winked?
No. I did pill, then I did patch, then I like bled out for a month on the patch, and I was like, I'm just gonna risk it. Mm. I've been winging it since college.
Whoa.
And I gotta tell you, I got good wings. I don't know what to say.
Okay.
You fuck your boyfriend with condoms still? Or he just pulls out?
He pulls out.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I got nothing.
Terrifying. Really?
I'm pulling out. I'm 100.
With a boyfriend. Yeah. Like, it's where we know each other's.
That's scary.
Those Bulgarian eggs have been out in the sun a little too long. A couple of dino
They've
eggs.
Been salted and stewed.
An airport lounge in your uterus. And all like, the eggs.
Remember the show
of
Dinosaurs? That's my pussy. That whole set.
What was that?
Not the mama.
Not the baby.
Not the mama.
Not the mama. Yeah. Gotta love me. Yeah, no. The Nuva. Are you? Oh, so you guys are like.
I've had Nuva ring. Well, not
your girlfriend's younger.
No, she's not her. It was other ones. Oh. And you'd find it sometimes, but everyone's always like, you'd get it, but it's normally pretty far up there.
Yeah, it's pretty far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I try too every time.
Oh, yeah.
You try, really?
Like some sort of thing. like a harpoon gun. Yeah. Like, oh, whoa! Nearly, I got a big one.
Fishing rod.
That's so stupid.
There she blows!
Yeah. Oh, this is a big one. It's coming to the end. It's copper. This one's copper.
Oh, the IUD.
Yeah.
Oh, the IUD.
That's not the IUD. That's the Irish.
Oh,
the IUD.
Oh, it's an IUD. Irish utility device.
Oh. Yeah. Which one is
that's how they open their beers, too.
That's called leprechauning, actually. When you get a woman, you pull out her copper.
Yeah. I think they just call it conning,
You get three wishes.
Okay. We got to end on that note, ending this fucking episode.
Thank you for coming. You guys are amazing. Where can people follow you and find you?
You go first.
You can just go to iampatquinn.com. It's got it all on there.
Classic.
At Scuba Steve Fury. Check out my podcast with Saul Trujillo called This Week in Crime. It's very funny and cool. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us on, guys.
Follow the podcast at SlobsPod.
Follow me at Steph Tolev.
Follow me everywhere on the internet at JMS Comedy.